Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining me after a two month hiatus. Very good soccer season going on. We're wrapping down the last couple weeks of state tournament is going on. We just wrapped up the Shore Conference tournament. Today, I have a special guest, senior from Jackson Memorial, Victoria Pungello. Victoria, thank you for joining me today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, your season this year has been a little bit of a roller coaster, but luckily the team is on the high, going on the high part, you know, to finish the season, which is what, you know, when you want to go on a streak, that's when you want to go on the streak. Let's talk about, you know, before we get in background and, you know, how you got involved with soccer and everything, the season, you know, your team started off with 5 losses. Basically, the only regular season loss since then is RBC, which is, you know, you took them to the limit and basically short turnaround because you played St. Rose in double overtime.
Yeah, it was double overtime the day.
So you had double overtime the day before, and then you had an early game Saturday morning against the RBC, and you took them, you know, like I said, you took them to the limit, only 2-1. And that's really been your only blemish since, you know, the losing streak stopped. What do you attribute the big turnaround in Jackson's season?
I think the big turnaround has to start with the seniors. I think we just got to a point where we were like, we don't want this to be our season. We know we have so much potential, and we were just going downhill. And a couple of us just, you're trying to keep a positive attitude, but we knew we had to get everyone on board for us to be successful. And Coach Beha and Coach Dilger, they were just trying to give us the support as well. So it really started with us. And then we just got all the girls on the same page, and we just looked at each other and we were like, we know we can do this. We just have to really want it. And ever since then, we had that conversation. It's just, we've been on that uphill.
Yeah. Like I said, you lost the first 5, end up tying Central Regional, and then, you know, a marker run, you know, big win against Brick Memorial, who was, I think they only had 1 loss at the time. And, I was at the game. It was an impressive game, and you know, just kept, you know, rolling along. And who did you play first round in Shore?
You played Point Beach.
Point Beach, and you won pretty handily that game. Yeah. And then we spent some time with the Toms River North game, you know, which is the second time, same division, second time you saw them. First game, they dominated. I wasn't there, but that's what I was told from both Jackson and Toms River people. And then the second game, you know, you brought it, the team brought it to them. Jackson, you know, brought it to them. Unfortunately, you know, it took Toms River to the very last minute to get the goal, game winning goal in. Can you talk, you know, playing in such an exciting game, you know, against a rivalry like Toms River?
So going into the game, we knew that we were a much different team than we were in the beginning of the season. And we just had to keep reminding ourselves that Toms River North is an amazing team. They have amazing players, but we knew we had the same thing. We had amazing players, and we were on this huge turnaround, and we had worked so hard to get into the Shore Conference tournament. So we knew that this was a huge game and that we earned our spot there, and we worked so hard to get here. And I think that just having that confidence, we didn't have that in the beginning of the season. And so definitely just going into that game with more confidence, knowing we can hang in there, and then scoring that goal, the goal early, it really just, it helped us so much to realize, like, wow, we have this game. We have control of this game. And I think just having that going into it was a huge difference.
Yeah, there was one span in the first half where your team, you know, controlled possession. You know, it was probably like, I think probably around 8 minutes where Toms River struggled to, you know, even, you know, get past the 50 in the first half. And then, you know, the second half, you know, a little different story. Toms River had more control, but, you know, Jack, you know, your team probably switched to a defensive mind towards later in the game. Can you just comment on Brooks' performance that game? Because to this day, one of the best, definitely at the high school level, one of the best performances I've seen by a goalie. How did, you know, her performance also, you know, to me, probably inspired, you know, you as a player and the other players in front of her?
I told her this right after the game. That performance was like a national team performance. She is an amazing keeper, and I'm so lucky that I get to play with her. And just seeing how good and how on her game she was, it gave us the confidence to know that even if we make a mistake in the back, she had our back. And I think that made the other players realize if she has my back, like the defense was like, we have to have midfield's back. Midfield's like, we have to have like the forward's back. And I think we just knew that just by how good she was playing, we knew we had to just play even better for her. Because if she was going to play at that level, we had to step up too.
Yeah. And, you know, that's a great way of putting it. And, you know, wanting to be, you know, her being there for your team, you know, the team, and then, you know, you wanted to, you know, support her to appreciate what the job she'd done back there. And, you know, I think she's such a vocal leader back there, which, you know, you don't, you know, quite a few goalies in the shore, but you don't see with everyone, you know, yelling instructions all the way up to, you know, you as a forward too, which, you know, is great to see. Let's talk tomorrow, Freehold, correct? 8 seed versus 1 seed. What is the message the coach gave you today after, you know, practice ended for tomorrow?
I think it was like the same thing that we had going into the North game, that Freehold was our first game this season, and mm-hmm. it was a tough loss in the beginning because we were coming off a tough preseason. Yeah. And I think he was just telling us that we're a much different team than we were back then. Yeah. And the same thing, that we worked so hard to get to where we are. We worked so hard to get into states. And he just kept telling us how much confidence he has in us that we can win this game. He said it's probably not going to be pretty, but we've toughed it out so many games this season. Most of our games haven't been pretty, but we've gotten the wins. And we just know that no matter what happens, we can get the win in the end.
You just, you know, fight whistle to whistle. That's all. Keep it going. You know, Freo was I was at that game. It was an ugly game, but you know, I've seen your team, you know, improve drastically from then, and it's, you know, different from the first week to the end of the season. You know, it's all when you catch a certain team, you know, when they're riding a high wave, or, you know, if they're not playing the best form. Talk a little about the Hillsborough game. How was I wasn't at that game, but how did that first round matchup go?
Definitely at the end, it was an awesome game for us to have, especially since it was our last game as seniors, being on our home field.
Yeah.
The game was definitely tough. The weather wasn't the best, but we didn't use that as an excuse because we knew, like, the other team is playing in this weather, so it can't be a reason why we're not playing our best. I think the first half, it was definitely not our best soccer, but we hung in there, and then they scored early in the second half. So for most of that game, you're just trying to get the ball up the field, and then we got a free kick, and we capitalized on it, and then we took them to overtime, and we knew going into overtime that we always say, like, it's 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. You just have to give everything for 10 minutes, and like, you can finish the game. Mm-hmm. And Kate got a good through ball from Chloe, and she stepped up, and Beha always talks about players stepping up in big moments, and that was Kate stepping up, and it was really, like, well-earned for her to score that game-winning goal.
Yeah, they had to be exciting game, you know, overtime games. Playoffs, though, I hate when they go to shootouts in the playoffs. Decided on the field. You know, your career's at Jackson's winding down, you being the senior leader of the team. What is the message you tried to pass on to the underclassmen?
I think the message I'm trying to send to them is that hard work can get you so far out on the field. Even if you're not the best player technically, or you're not like the biggest player on the field like me, I think just having that work ethic can get you so far. And you just have to be there for your team. You really have to be a team. You all have to be on the same page. And I think just knowing that if you're out on the field and the other players have your back, just know you have to have theirs. And if I always talk about, if somebody steps up in front of you, you work back and you cover for them. And I think I just want to relate to them that just keep a hard work ethic and just be there for your teammates. Because during the season, they're really your family. And you just have to tough it out through the season and just be there for everyone.
Let's rewind, you know. Little kid, how old were you when you started playing soccer?
I was 5 years old when I started.
I'm assuming Jackson Rec, or?
Yeah, I started. I did 2 years of Rec, and then moved on to Travel.
Travel and Jackson Club. I'm assuming you started off with Jackson Travel.
Yeah, Jackson Wolves.
Do you remember your first coach?
Yes, I don't remember my rec coaches, but I remember my first travel coaches.
Who was that?
So it was Coach Brian Slocum, and then Lauren Del Grippo from last year, senior. Okay. Her mom was actually, I played with her. Her mom was our assistant coach, Coach Carey.
What are some things that, you know, they taught you early on, you know, that, you know, helped you along the way?
Coach Brian, definitely when I was younger, he helped me grow as a player throughout my early, like, development stages. And then Coach Carey has just, she's been like my second soccer mom to all the girls. And she's just so supportive of us. And it was just knowing that she was there for us and just having her, even to this day, this season, she even came out to games. I think just knowing that she was there for us really helped us, especially in our early years.
What's your current club team?
I'm on PDA Shore.
Which team?
I'm on Sting.
Sting. Who's the coach? Is it Brian or?
It's Coach Lou Santa Cruz, Coach Bruce is assistant.
Oh, Bruce. You know, those two, you know, you see them at every game. You know, I saw Lou yesterday at the Donovan game. Obviously, Bruce, you know, the Jackson background, you know, he's always at Jackson Memorial. And what is, you know, Bruce meant, you know, to your development?
Well, Coach Bruce, I never played with him. He was never my coach early on in Jackson. But like you said, he's always been at Jackson games, especially throughout all my high school years. And even though he didn't know me, he took an interest in me, and he was just so supportive, even though I've never played for him before. And he'd always send me messages, tell me positives from the game, just showing that he was there to support me. And I think just having that is, like I said with Coach Carey, just having their support has meant so much throughout all my high school years.
And how about Coach Lou? How has he helped you?
Well, I joined recently for PDA, and I got to know Coach Lou over this past season, and he, especially in the college process, he has helped me so much. He didn't know me much as a player beforehand, but he was all in with helping me in the process. And he talked about that if you want to go to college, I will make sure you get to college. And he was just so helpful throughout that whole process, especially since my parents didn't know much about an athlete going into college. He was really there to help us and explain it to them, and he always took the time to talk to us on the phone, and that was just really helpful.
Yeah, I talked to Lou quite a bit, and it's very impressive what he does with, you know, all the girls at the PDA Shore to help them, you know, if they want to play at the next level, you know, get them there. What club team were you on before you moved over to PDA Shore?
Well, I went from the Jackson Wolves. I was there until about sixth or seventh grade, and then from there, I moved to Cedar Stars. I played up a year on the 03 team. And then for the next 2 years, I went to the 04 age group. And then from there, my entire team and I moved with our coach to PSA. Okay. And then that's when COVID hit. So then from there, I went to PDA.
Who was the coach that when you went, the team moved to PSA?
Coach Martin.
Okay. How has he helped you?
He definitely helped me grow individually as a player. I think seventh and eighth grade year, like that summer is when I improved most and I really stepped up my level. And just from then, that's when he was my coach. I just grew as a player in my skill and just my technique on the ball. He just gave me a bunch of opportunities, whether it was after practice sessions or speed and agility sessions. He just helped me grow as a player.
Did you play any other sports when you were younger?
Not when I was younger. I was a one sport athlete growing up, but going into high school, I knew I wanted to take advantage of all the options I had. So I joined freshman year. I did lacrosse. So it was soccer and lacrosse. And then last year I actually started winter track. So I was a three sport athlete.
Good. Good. Yeah. Track. I see more and more soccer players are doing track, and, obviously, you know, lacrosse, you see a lot of soccer. Back when I was in high school, it was field hockey and soccer because they were in different seasons, actually, back then. Do you have any siblings?
Yes, I have an older brother.
Did he play any sports growing up? Or?
Growing up, he did baseball and karate, but it never really stuck, and he kind of just focused more on academics.
What has your, you know, your brother, your parents, how have they helped you and supported you through, you know, your journey?
I don't think I can talk enough about how supportive my parents have been. I mean, one of the examples I'll use is for practices. My parents, they have their own business. So my mom, she'll drive me to practice, and then she sets up in the car. She has her computer. She does her work. She never, ever complained about taking the time to drive 30, 40 minutes to practice and then having to work in a car, a tight little space. But they have just been so supportive, and they weren't really into sports when they were younger. But ever since I was little, when I wanted to join soccer, they just have been all in with me and have done whatever they could to help me get to where I am. And whether it's traveling on a plane to like different tournaments or joining teams or paying like the money for the teams or just the practices like 3 times a week, they've just helped me so much and have just been so supportive and have been the best support system I could have ever asked for.
Yeah, it's so much different these days, you know, because you're going all over to join teams. You know, back in my day, you played for your local team and that was it. There was no special academy programs and, you know, AAU for basketball where you travel all over. So, you know, that's really great. And, you know, funny that you said, you know, not really a sports background. Fast forward a little, you know, we'll talk your high school career. You know, you're going into Jackson as a freshman, you know, 4 years ago. What were some goals you set for yourself, you know, entering high school? It could, you know, academic, you could talk academically as well as, you know, for soccer.
Well, I think going into freshman year, I talked about how I improved tremendously my 7th to 8th grade year. And for middle school, I was made captain for 8th grade year. And that was a huge accomplishment for me because I was honestly, like, I wasn't one of the best players out there. But then my 8th grade season, I didn't have the season I wanted. And one of the things was at the end of the year, I'd gone into the season wanting that MVP award at the end of like that 8th grade ceremony. And I got the most improved player. And some people may look at that as good, but for me, that was not what I wanted. And I was so disappointed in that. So just from that moment on, I just knew I had to work so hard, and I knew that I could accomplish more if I just set my mind to it. So going into freshman year, I didn't really know like many freshmen going on varsity. So I just knew like whatever team I got on, I just had to be the best player I could. So I was on JV freshman year, but that wasn't a negative to me. And I think we actually had a really good season. Just like we surprised a lot of people freshman year, and we won the JV championship tournament, which is just a cool experience to be able to have that with the teammates I've been playing with since I was 7. So I think going into freshman year, I wasn't looking for that varsity spot. I just wanted to improve individually and then see where that took me.
And, you know, you comment, you know, winning the JV, you know, Jackson winning the JV tournament, and you could tell the effect that had, because your sophomore year, the team had a very good regular season. Unfortunately, the postseason didn't go as well. Obviously, you're on the varsity team your sophomore year. What were some things, you know, because the varsity team, they had a so-so year, your freshman year of varsity, looking at the record-wise. And then come next year, I think they were still thinking they were, you know, on the rebuilding with a younger team, you know, your freshman class. And but then the team comes and basically runs the table during the regular season. How exciting was that to be a part, you know, especially that division? It's a pretty tough division and a lot of division rivals with, you know, the Toms Rivers and the Bricks and Jackson. So how was your sophomore year?
I mean, sophomore year was so exciting. Like, that's a dream season for any high school athlete. And I think just getting win after win, it was just a huge like confidence booster, especially coming in sophomore year, like being on varsity. And I think that it was just such a good environment for us to be in, and we were just all there for each other, and it was just looking up to the upperclassmen and just trying to improve to be on their level. I think just winning A South, and then it was disappointing in the postseason, but during that time we were just on such a high and just made the season so much fun.
You brought up, you know, the upperclassmen. Your freshman and sophomore year, any upperclassmen that, you know, really helped you, you know, if you had questions or certain concerns?
My freshman year, I didn't play with varsity until the state's tournament. I played 2 games with them, but I would always, after our JV games, go and watch them play. And one of the players that stuck out to me the most was Maddie Teibel. I think I was just drawn to her on the field and just watching her work ethic and just seeing how she was throwing her body everywhere just to get on the ball. And just watching her play and being able to play with her for 2 games was my freshman year, like, who I looked up to. And then sophomore year, at the beginning of our season, when Beha took over, he talked to like every player to let us know what our role was going to be going into the season. And for me, he said I would have a big role, but because of my size, I had to get more physical and I had to start like going into like the weight room more and just get stronger on the ball. And one of the players that really took me in was Christina Danza. So it's between us, Hannah Reese and Maddie Faulkner. We had our own little lift gang. And after in the preseason, every practice, even after scrimmages, we were in the weight room. And just having her as a role model for how hard she worked and how she was willing to sacrifice so much just to improve for any sport she played, I think she was a huge role model for me sophomore year. And that was also when I got really close to Hannah Reese as well.
Hannah and, you know, Christina, you know, I know Christina very well, and, you know, her work ethic, and I could see her, you know, in the weight room, but, you know, definitely pushing you to be your best. And, you know, that was something, you know, Christina, you know, that was her senior year, right? Your sophomore, she was a senior that year. And I was kind of shocked that she played soccer because the basketball team was very, you know, they were state title contender, and, you know, soccer is a very physical sport, you know, didn't want to get hurt at Rooney's, but she is such a tough girl and, you know, good role model. And, you know, I interviewed Hannah last season, and another, you know, multi-sport, you know, does everything, you know. Those are two girls that would definitely put anybody on the right track, you know, trying to get, you know, stronger and, you know, more physical. And you are a physical player out there. You don't let your size hinder you at all, you know.
No, it's definitely something I had to learn throughout the years. And I had, like, role models that I just looked up to, like, shorter players, like Messi. Like, I would look up to him, not for, like, what most people would think. I looked at him, like, he's one of the shortest players out there. Yeah. He's, in my opinion, the best player in the world. Mm-hmm. And he just didn't let size get to him. So just having him as a role model and just the support, I had such a good support system growing up. And they always told me your size doesn't matter. And I always, it was a joke growing up that I'd always get put up against like the 6 foot players towered over me. So that definitely helped build my confidence growing up.
That's great. We'll talk, so last year, we'll talk junior year. First, did you think the season was going to happen with, you know, COVID last year?
I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I tried to keep a positive mindset. I was really hoping that the season would happen because I knew we had a good team. So throughout the summer, we had our preseason and we were just all waiting for it to be cleared for us to have our season. And I think we just all tried keeping a positive attitude about it to hope for the best.
Did you find it difficult at all, you know, not knowing, you know, you're practicing for the week and not knowing if the other team had it, you know, cancel, or, you know, if your team, did your team have any issues?
We had one quarantine, but it wasn't for a full 2 weeks. It was only a couple days that we had to finish off. But yeah, it was definitely hard not knowing what was going to happen with our games. But I think because everything was still closed down, we had such a good team dynamic last year, and we always had pasta parties or did just hung out together because there was really nothing else to do. So that, I think that was definitely beneficial for us.
You know, I give, you know, you athletes credit, you know, when you were in your particular season, you know, you kids, you know, weren't going out there, you know, the athletes at least partying, and, you know, you really, well, I mean, I'm sure there was a couple outliers, but, you know, most of the players I talked to, you know, they basically just went to soccer practice, soccer game, and stayed in their room until, you know, until the season, you know, being, you know, a teenager, that had to be, you know, overall, you know, the whole situation had to be tough adjusting to, you know, like one day you're in class and then the next day you're being told you're online learning at the end of your, you know, sophomore year. What is something I always see a big improvement on the high school level when girls enter their junior season? What was something you were really looking to improve on, you know, as a junior?
I think my leadership, that's definitely something I want to improve on for senior year as well. But I had a steady, like starting spot sophomore year. And I did my job out there, but I didn't do much else. Like I did what I was supposed to do. So I knew going into junior year, I really wanted to step it up and be more of a valuable player out on the field. So I think I just went in knowing that I wanted to step up my game and having Hannah Reese, like being able to play with her, she's been a huge, I didn't get enough like the chance to talk about her before, but she was just a huge role model for me, especially like sophomore year and junior year. So I knew that I just wanted to improve just by being out on the field with her. So my goals were just to be more of a valuable player out on the field, I would say.
Now the team had another very good season. Only regular season loss was Toms River North, and then the I don't know what pod playoff. I don't know what they were called, but you end up losing only 1-0 to Scotch Plains, which they ended up winning everything. And I saw them, you know, they brought it to Toms River pretty good in the finals. How was that game when you girls went up against the Scotch Plains team?
It was definitely, we didn't know much about the team going into it, so we knew we just had to play our game. And they were an amazing team. I think we definitely played more defensive than we thought we were going to. So our kind of like our formation kind of changed a little bit. But it was a tough game. And we held them for a really long time, but it was the last 5 minutes. I think it
Oh,
was the last
yeah.
3 minutes.
I was getting updates. I do remember that. Yeah, I was getting updates from somebody.
It was definitely hard because it was
Was like
just
a
an
free kick too,
outlier.
right? They scored on a, was it was like a free kick. Was that one
Yeah, it was a
in?
free kick and then it didn't go in, but it was like the rebound. It was
Okay.
really weird how it went in, and it was hard for us, especially because of the last like 3 minutes of the game.
Yeah, that's tough. And they were one of the best teams in the state, you know, last season. So, you know, that says a lot that, you know, you took them to the, you know, to the limit.
Yeah.
You ready for some round robin questions before we wrap up?
Sure.
What's your favorite TV show?
TV show? I really like Manifest.
Okay. I like the guy in that, the Spanish guy's in that, right? He was in Power. I forget
Oh, I
his
think
name.
so.
Yeah, he was in Power. How about favorite movie?
I have a lot of favorite movies because I'm not good at making decisions.
Okay.
But I would say Avengers Endgame,
Okay.
probably.
How about favorite music group, or it could be genre if you don't have a picker particular.
Music, I'm very open with music. I mean, I
Me too.
generally like more like pop or like just songs I can dance to.
Okay. Favorite school subject?
School subject. This definitely depends on if I like the teacher or not, but because that definitely affects it. I would say math or science.
Have favorite number?
19.
19. Something you enjoy doing in your free time other than soccer?
Well, I love working out and just like being able to improve off the field, but definitely say community service. I love working in the community and being a part of charities and just helping out in whatever way I can.
Something else Christina Donder did a lot of too.
Yeah.
What is your favorite food?
Favorite food? I have to say like steak, like filet mignon. I really like.
Okay. Last one. What's your favorite sports team? Professional.
Professional? Well, it was Barcelona. I mean, I still like the team, but since Messi moved, I definitely say like the US national team.
Okay. I'm a big Chelsea fan.
Really?
Let's we'll get ready to wrap up. So you are committed to Westchester with a couple other PDA Shore girls. Why what made you like Westchester that's where you're going to spend your next 4 years?
Well, I love the campus. So I went up there for an ID camp and I was able to tour the campus pretty quick with some of the players after. And I just loved the feel of the campus. And it was just, it had the campus look that I was like looking for. And there's also a really nice campus town, which is something that I wanted. And they also had a really nice recreational facility. It's like a nice gym, like insane, like just rec center. And their STEM building is what also really sold me on it.
Their what building?
Their STEM building. Mm-hmm. So they're building like a whole new area just for engineering, which is really
cool. Which leads to my next question. Is that what you were looking to major in or study?
Yes. Yeah, so I'm looking into biomedical engineering.
Oh, wow.
And specializing in prosthetics. And then I'm minoring in business.
What do you think you want to do post-college as a career?
Well, any soccer player, I want to see how the college goes and where I can take soccer from there.
Okay.
But definitely afterwards, I want to like start going into engineering and work on making the prosthetics and then see if I can turn it around and go more on the business side of it in the future.
Excellent. You know, you definitely have your future planned out. Last question, then I'll let you go. What advice would you give your younger self?
I think the advice I'd give my younger self is don't let your size stop you. Don't let that be something that makes you think you're not good enough. And just keep up the work ethic and don't ever question if all the sacrifices you're making aren't worth it, because it is and it's so rewarding, and just keep pushing.
That's good advice right there. I appreciate you taking time out today, and good luck tomorrow against Freehold. They are quite the team.
Thank you so much for having me.
No problem, and good luck tomorrow. Good luck when you are at Westchester next year.
Thank you.
Thanks.